Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. So George, you said at one point in the interview something that I wanted to come back to. You mentioned AI, artificial intelligence. I don't know if you mentioned ChatGPT in particular, GPT-4. And you said it scares the hell out of you. Explain.
Look, I don't understand it very well. We're all just learning about it. And its incredible power is partly what's frightening. I mean, it's really good a lot of the time. Sometimes it's not good. It either reveals that it's got a terrible character, like in the Kevin Roos interview in the New York Times, or it just writes a terrible poem. In answer to some prompts. It worries me a little bit for the same reason equity language worries me. It's as if we human beings don't want to have to think for ourselves and would rather be able to have our thoughts auto-completed for us. Equity language does that. It's easier to say historically marginalized communities than to say the poor, because the poor hits hard. And you're not sure you're allowed to say it. And the other just flows from your tongue and no one's going to blink. AI is a bit like that in that it is an autocomplete of our every thought, which will, it seems, eventually begin to replace a lot of our thoughts and do the thinking for us because it's efficient. It doesn't cost as much as human labor. And because in some ways we don't want to think for ourselves. It's hard work. Coming up with language to express a thought is hard work. Trying to find the truth by struggling to name it with evidence is hard work. And we'd all, in some ways, rather outsource that. And that's the fear I have, is that we will be little mental midgets with, and that's another word I shouldn't use, with great big machines essentially thinking for us and making us just less and less able to talk to each other and to think for ourselves, which is a trend I see in so many different parts of our society. But AI is like acceleration on a level we haven't seen before.
Do you think people's worries about job displacement are real or overstated or too early to tell?
I think it's all very early, isn't it? I mean, we just don't know. We just don't know. But if I were a programmer or an editor, or
graphic artist,
or a lawyer. There's a lot.
Hey,
yeah, yeah.
I was okay up until lawyer.
A journalist, for example, there's a lot to worry about. This is sort of the what robots and outsourcing did to people in industrial jobs. AI could do to people in the knowledge economy who thought that they had found the right path out of the post-industrial age. So I'm worried also that it's all in the hands of the private sector and it's all about making money. And there's this competition, which
didn't begin that way.
No.
Presumably.
No, but of course, just like the internet didn't begin that way, but it became that. And because it was new and because our politics is broken, we don't know how to make it work for the public good, just as we failed to regulate social media. And it seems like this is headed in the same direction, but again, with far more firepower than those earlier technologies.
Well, what's interesting to me in these conversations is that you'll hear people say, well, it's not that impressive. The limericks aren't very good. I actually had to write a limerick about me, ChatGPT. And, you know, it wasn't great because it chose to make the main rhyme after Barara. And not a lot of stuff rhymes with Barara.
What did it come up with?
I don't have it in front of me, but they were near rhymes. You know, the once was a man named Barara, and then
it was not great.
Yeah. It was not even as good as that. But then I said, try again, but this time make the main rhyme Preet. And a lot of things rhyme with Preet.
Yeah.
And it was not great, but it was passable, and it was done in a second. And when people make these criticisms of what these chatbots can do now, what I keep thinking is, that's today.
Yeah.
It's only March of 2023. By the time people listen to this, it'll be April. But now look at how quickly technology changes and morphs from, you know, the most basic mobile phone to now basically having more computing power on your iPhone than NASA had when they launched a rocket to the moon. I think this is moving even more quickly from what the experts tell me. And so these flaws that you point out and these gaps are going to go away, not in years and decades, but in months.
Yeah.
And so I'm not, you know, the people who are poo-pooing this are poo-pooing the most emergent early version of this that was deemed suitable for public use. What is this going to look like in 2 years or 3 years? Do you worry about that?
Yeah, I do. I think we'll be in awe of it. It will make us feel, again, insignificant as human beings. And all of us will be wanting to upload our brains to computers so that we can think like a machine, which seems to be so much faster and more powerful than our little minds. I just read a book called The Revolt Against Humanity. It's a short book, but quite powerful and disturbing, which is about this, about these ideas that are taking us away from our centrality in the world and toward our eventual disappearance. And this is one of them, AI, which in sort of the furthest incarnation doesn't need human beings anymore.
Do you think there's some way in which widespread use of AI will have an equalizing effect for the good? So if I have to go head to head with George Packer, who has more wisdom and more knowledge than I can supplement my own because I have access to this other brain.
First of all, if you and I are going head to head, I'm the one who's going to get the AI, not you.
I think it depends on the subject.
Second, all the big breakthroughs of the last couple decades have promised a kind of greater equality, whether it's a stock market that's open to ordinary people through mutual funds, whether it's the disappearance of the gatekeepers in publishing through Amazon or social media, getting rid of the gatekeepers in journalism. And I think in almost every case, it has led to greater concentrations of power and wealth rather than more equality. And that is because we are a capitalist country that does not have a public good, a concept of the public good to compete with the incredible energy of the market, of private enterprise. So I don't know why AI would be any different from those others.
Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday and stay tuned every Thursday.